We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are covering a list of 39 U.S. AI startups that have raised over $100 million in the past year. We're going to cover each one briefly and talk about the significance of why they raised that money and how you potentially could use them in your own AI hustle. Jaden,
yep.
Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. I think this is going to give you a ton of ideas about specific businesses to start or ways to scale your company or tools to use AI in whatever your side hustle is. So that's why we're excited about this. These are the top US AI companies that are making the most money. If you're interested in scaling your business and making more money with AI tools, we would love to have you as members of our AI Hustle School community. This is an amazing community of over 185 people where Jamie and I every single week drop exclusive content in our classroom talking about different ways that we are making money from AI tools. So this week we dropped a new piece of content that covers exactly how I used AI to create these AI podcasts and was able to get over 400,000 listens and downloads on my podcasts. For one of my software companies, not my current AI box, what I'm doing now, but my last one, Self Pause. So this was, it's kind of good because we have data from over a year of actually testing this out. So I don't think anyone else was doing these AI generated podcasts for the last year or 2 years ago is really when I got started. So I think I have the oldest data on this and some really interesting stuff and breakdown. We break down exactly how you can use this to grow your business and get downloads on a new podcast or an AI generated podcast. So join the community and check this out. I think you're going to love it. This will be amazing. So getting into all of these different ones, we wanted to start out with the beginning of the year, January. So in January, we had a company called Core AI. They raised $150 million. And this is a startup that is currently building conversational AI for enterprise. Now, what that really means is it's like pretty much ChatGPT for companies. And when they say essentially like what that means, right? Because why can't ChatGPT just be used by companies, which it is, it's pretty much meaning that companies can put all of their data into Core AI, and Core AI is then able to let like their employees query that data and talk with it. This is a really interesting tool for companies, but I also think that it's interesting. I think that they are getting more and more competition from just ChatGPT itself being able to do similar things or other companies building on top of this. They were really a pioneer in this. So I think that's why they were able to raise, this was their Series D. So they'd been around for a while. They were able to raise $150 million. And all of this was led by FTV Capital based out of Florida. NVIDIA put money in. You'll see NVIDIA just puts money in all of these AI companies because they know NVIDIA knows all the money they invest in these companies comes back to them anyways because they have to buy H100s and all of the latest GPUs from NVIDIA anyways. So I think Core was founded in 2013, and they've total raised $223 million in funding to date, which is incredible.
All right. Next on the list, we have Magic, which raised $117 million. They are an AI coding startup, which I think throughout this list, you'll see a lot of the software companies being are based around coding. And so that's kind of like, you know, one of the frontiers that AI is trying to take over. So it was led by NFDG Ventures and several other investors, but it's a San Francisco-based company. They've raised over $145 million in total capital. So pretty impressive. The next one is called Lambda. They've raised $320 million, which is quite significant. Also based in San Francisco. They are, let's see what they've raised over $900 million total so far.
Holy smokes.
Crazy. AI learning infrastructure. I'd love to dive a little deeper and figure out what exactly it's learning, but crazy, crazy amounts of money.
Yeah. So Lambda is an amazing company based in San Francisco, and they do deep learning infrastructure. So pretty much they are helping, with the infrastructure of actually doing this, like with the actual tools that you need to generate, to create these AI models and to train the AI models. So they've definitely been able to raise an insane amount of money. Their valuation was most recently valued at $1.5 billion, which seems incredible, but I'm also going to put a little bit of a cautionary tale on this, not to say anything about the company not being good, but they've raised more than $900 million. And so if their valuation is $1.5 billion, they're only valued at $400 million more than the total capital they've raised, which typically isn't actually that great because, you know, if $900 million had been put into a high interest savings account or into the stock market that compounds at 7% every year for a few years, you know, you have to like compare it against that pretty much. But
yep.
Yeah. So anyways, this, I would say just the finances on this company aren't like fantastic, but I've heard a ton of developers use this. I think we even use this at AI Box for a bunch of things. And so anyways, they most recently raised $320 million, is a serious company doing some interesting things. The other one we want to talk about is Recogni. So they raised $102 million. They design high output, but low power AI inference solutions. So they're, really, I think the big thing that I've heard talked about them is that they don't use a lot of power. This is a big thing in the AI space where essentially you're building these AI solutions, you're building AI tools, and you want to make them as optimized as possible. ChatGPT is trying, although with their most recent GPT-01 update, it literally got like 30 times less optimized because they run the prompt through, like they run the output through like 30 different prompts to make it better, essentially. It's a bit of a tricky place, but there's a ton of companies that are doing some very clever things to essentially optimize the outputs. One thing I will say that ChatGPT is doing in this regard is that they have the ability for you to fine tune your model with the best version. So the O1, right? You use the very best version that's super high and intensive. You fine tune it to do a very specific set of tasks. And then you have their O1 mini. So they're like, or their GPT-40 mini. So like their most efficient model just uses the data that was pretty much spit out of the better model to be fine-tuned. And then it's a much more efficient model. So they're doing sneaky things like this. But overall, when you're seeing companies like Recogni, they are companies that are essentially doing this to the core and they're doing it very well. They're able to raise $102 million in February, and they got it from Great Point Ventures, Celeste Capital, Pledge Ventures, and a bunch of others. So this is a pretty interesting company as well.
Yeah, the next one we're going to talk about is Abridge, and it has raised $150 million. They're based in Pittsburgh. I think this is really interesting because I just had a recent conversation, but they transcribe medical conversations. And the reason that this is significant, I have a friend who just got her nurse practitioner license, and she has a full-time job, completely overwhelmed with all the note taking and, charting of all her patients. She sees over 18 patients a day. And her notes take her an additional, 4 to 6, sometimes 8 hours, in addition to her work day. So, there's a really big need, I feel like, for medical AI scribe type software. And so it sounds like this company is kind of following that. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of money in the medical industry. So $150 million they've raised. Current valuation of the company is over $850 million. So that is pretty cool. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Massive valuation, getting close to $1 billion there. The next one that I've heard a ton of people talk about, this is a very trendy company, but it's Figure. Figure has most recently raised, drumroll please, $675 million. That's absolutely insane. So this is an AI robotics company. You can think about it, if you've seen all of the hype recently with Elon Musk's Tesla coming out with their Optimus robot, you can think of Figure as kind of like their main competitor to Tesla's Optimus robot. There's a couple other players. Boston Dynamics has some great robotic stuff coming out of them and kind of humanoid-ish robots, but Figure really was the one that crushed it. And I've actually been down some Twitter threads where people over at Figure are accusing Tesla of stealing some of their design concepts. So one of these is the way that the Tesla humanoid robot, it's like waist or its hip can spin 360. In the past, Tesla wasn't doing that. Figure came out with a model or their AI robot that could do that. And then Tesla allegedly copied them. So I don't know about all the patent disputes and all that kind of stuff with these. It also is like exactly how iRobot, the robots and iRobot did it. So I don't really know if Figure invented this, because it's kind of what we see in science fiction. But in any case, and all those kind of like Hollywood movies, but this is a real serious company. And, Elon predicts that their Optimus robot might be one of the most popular products that Tesla sells, because he thinks just like everyone's going to want one. And so, I mean, to be determined, you can question him on that, but I mean, he's predicted a lot of things accurately. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Regardless, Figure is big, based in Silicon Valley, raised, they just did their Series B, and they closed that in February, which valued them at $2.7 billion. And they had some of the biggest players. They had NVIDIA, they had OpenAI, they had Microsoft, all putting in money to that. And they were only founded, this is the most impressive part, 2022. They've raised more than $850 million. So this is a very serious player. The last thing I want to say with this is NVIDIA put money in. Obviously, NVIDIA is going to make all of that money back from their GPUs. But they're going to need NVIDIA to train for this, the AI, because there's the humanoid robot and they do use AI to teach it how to walk and move and stuff, but also how it talks and thinks is a big aspect. Then you have Microsoft and OpenAI that put money in. It's interesting because I believe OpenAI's play here is they want to make sure that ChatGPT essentially is the AI model that is powering Figure. So it makes sense for them to kind of put money in to a hardware device that is like, you know, better than like the, I don't know, there's a bunch of like little hardware devices that people have mocked endlessly. The Rabbit R1 and all those kind of other like AI tools. This is a serious one that if it was a home run, OpenAI would get a ton of new users from. And I think this is actually smart of OpenAI because, you know, talking a little bit about Tesla and how Tesla is doing the Optimus humanoid robot, OpenAI definitely wants to compete because that would be a ton of like the Tesla humanoid robot is going to be run obviously on Grok, XAI or Elon Musk's XAI company, their AI that they're building. So it makes sense that OpenAI would try to be getting into Figure. Figure isn't making their own AI model per se.
Right. Yeah. The next one we're talking about is Glean. They raised over $203 million in a February 27 round. So they're valued currently at $2.2 billion, which is absolutely insane. But from what I understand, they are a, you know, enterprise search startup. So they are trying to glean, I guess you could say, data from large, vast amounts of information. So they're kind of like, again, back to like a ChatGPT, but for enterprise use, for business use, to, look over large amounts of data relevant to that company. But again, that's a lot of money. The next one is Zephyr AI. They raised $111 million. That was in March, and let's see here, founded in 2020, they enhance drug discovery and precision medicine. Yeah, this has been another medical one that is, you know, kind of mind-blowing to me, but using AI to create new medicines and drugs, and a lot of times they're trying to target a certain area of the body. Using AI to do that, absolutely insane. I could see a lot of potential with this company.
Yeah, I mean, they've raised over $130 million. And it's interesting because the people that are actually investing in it, they got a bunch of different, they have some like typical VCs and stuff. They have some individual investors like Jeff Skoll. But they also have Eli Lilly and Company Foundation, which is, you know, a medical company. So they have like some actual people in the space investing in them, which makes a ton of sense. I think Zephyr is going to be a big player. So I'm excited to see what they can do for drug discovery. It's one of the areas that I'm most excited about in AI, is actually being able to use these models to essentially how it works is they're just they're running, and they've done a bunch of these tests already and published some papers where they used AI models to essentially predict the chemical compounds when mixed together, what kind of result they would have on a clinical trial. So it's so fascinating because they essentially just take, like, when someone's doing a clinical trial, they are already like taking, or they're already saying like, hey, look, we're going to mix these compounds. We have the hypothesis. It'll have this effect. We'll see what happens. And then, you know, they see what happens. Anyways, it's trained off of all that data, and it's like predicting if drugs are going to be successful in clinical trials or not. There's so many interesting things that are happening in drug discovery here. So it's absolutely fascinating. Listen, we're going to get into more of these startups in the next episode. There's so many new interesting AI startups that are coming out, so we're really excited about that. What I wanted to say, though, is if you are interested in making money like all of these startups from AI, growing your business, check out these companies. They're great ones, but also check out the AI Hustle School community. We'd love to have you as a member to join, to grow your business and scale whatever you're doing, making money with AI tools. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast, and hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.